They, looking back, all the eastern side behind of paradise, so late their happy seat waved over by that flaming brand. The gate with dreadful faces thronged in fiery arms. Some natural tears they dropped, but wiped them soon. The world was all before them, where to choose their place of rest, and Providence their guide. They, hand in hand, with wandering steps and slow, through Eden, took their solitary way. The end. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Sam.
Hey, you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down. Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up. Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down. Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged on lace, the buds all twisted wrong and beat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now the fuzzy stare from not being there, the confusing morning week.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night? Jared! I love you!
I was flying on the bench, sliding in the park across the street. L-A-T-E-R, that lake. My sticky buns were in the making straws and a big fat slippy treats.
I know it's up for me if you still.
Hey, what's up? Listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. I wanted to play that Lynn song because it's like walking over raining cats and dogs out there, which I was not prepared for because I walked over here. I live about a mile and a half, not a mile, I live generously a half mile from the studio. Ball Square. If you know Somerville, I live in Ball Square. And now it's raining like crazy, which it said it was going to do, but it was sunny when I left my house and I was like, oh, great. Great. Once again, I lie in defiance of weather, and here I am paying the price, which is going to be wet as I leave this and go get a haircut over on Boston Ave. Anyway, Len, Steal My Sunshine, which is what happened today. If you were here pre-show, time is running out. Also, pre-show, big shout out to Adrian, who is Computer One and his show Computer Done. I think that show's awesome. I can't wait to see what happens next semester with that one. I think it's a great show. A lot of music that I've never heard before and done really intentionally. I love it. So Time Is Running Out by Muse. Somebody Is Shoved by Soul Asylum and Narcolepsy by Third Eye Blind, because, you know, if you're in the 90s, just stay there. Just, like, stay there. And then here we are. I have, this week, going to be running a marathon, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be down in Providence, a word mentioned in the final lines of Paradise Lost. The greatest end to any book ever, argues my professor. Also, I've got an essay on Paradise Lost that I think I'm going to read some sets of, because I'm actually pretty proud of it. I put a ton of work into it, and I'm just going to put it out there, you know? I'm going to walk it around old Somerville here. That's going to be a lot of fun. And there was other thing I was going to talk about. Hockey. The craziest night in hockey history happened on Sunday. And we'll talk about it. And we'll talk about the reaction, and we'll talk about the reaction to the reaction, which I think is the most important part. Anyway, thanks for hanging around. More music coming up next. I can't guarantee that it's all going to be running stuff. But I can guaranteed that it might not be. So there you have it.
Run, 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 think I better run, run, Thank you.
good to be back, good to be back. Spell it out. I always skip the words, 'cause all the pictures are done it.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Three songs. Right there, three songs. Run, Run, Run by Phoenix Bully. Song Running. Tokyo Police Club, Breakneck Speed. That's just like opening when he just goes breakneck. Like, that's just... people love that. That's what you want. That's what you want. And this is all I want right here.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. Got something for you right here. Tragically, there's no end to this process because Satan cannot die. As high as he was in heaven, he will fall so much more into hell. In moments of clarity, he reveals the sad nature of his journey to himself, admitting, who aspires must down as low as high he soared, obnoxious first or last to basest things. Revenge, at first though sweet, bitter ere long back on itself recoils. Let it! This admission of futility makes Satan a truly hopeless character. The pursuit of misery with no hope of relief from bitterness is truly a hell of the mind. The desire to create more beings like him who are falling away from the only thing that will bring them wholeness is a tragic end completely opposite to God's will for creation. That's a paragraph from my Paradise Lost essay. If you have a problem with it, it's already in. Gordon's already reading it. The deed is done. And we'll see. We'll see if it's enough. All I Want by LCD Sound System just broke in. It just broke into the playlist. I had it, and it just broke right in. I was going to do like a longer break up there at the front. I was like, you know what? This song's awesome. Let's just give it the space. Mr. Murphy have his time. Anyway. Hockey. Leafs won a series. That's huge. First time in forever. And then Boston. I love this city. My adopted home. Couldn't close it out. Playoff. Satan himself. Matthew Tkachuk. Who's from Medford. Like, his dad's from Medford, but, like, home is Medford. Jersey hanging on the wall of my barbershop. Becomes the anti-Bruin. And Swayman, this is a huge thing. I saw this. It's, you know, Swayman, basically him shoving Tkachuk in the crease in the final minute caused him to be out of position for that final goal, sends it to overtime. And then Brandon Montour, double deflection into the goal. And now, honestly, I was listening to Boston Sports Talk recently. This plus the Celtics game one loss, the city's ready to pack it up in terms of sports. It's hilarious. On WEI, they're like, hey, you know what we should do? We should turn the TD Garden into like green space. You know, I think a lot of people could benefit from something right there, right in the North End. I think it would have a lot more diverse uses. Right? And maybe we just call it quits on sports because this this feeling that I have is not good. I can't do this. It is great. It's great. And listening with a ton of Schadenfreude is really where I fall into the sports scene, especially since my teams are out. And this is the first playoffs in 16 years that I'm not sitting here going, well, I hope the Pens can kind of do something here. So there it is. Bruins. Avs, RIP, we hardly knew ye. Back to the show. We got a couple. Hey, new one. Oh, yeah. This album is great, and this album is big in the world that I live in.
Composing in containers tonight in an abandoned building where the squatters made a mural of a Mexican girl with 15 cans of spray paint in a chemical swirl. She's standing in the ashes at the end of the world, four winds blowing through her hair. But when great Satan's gone, the horror of Babylon, well, she just can't Taurus, death, the Koran is mute. If you burn them all together, you get close to the truth still. They're pouring over Sanskrit under Ivy League moons while shadows lengthen in the sun. Cast on a school of meditation built to soften the times. and hold us at the center while the spiral unwinds. It's knocking over fences, crossing property lines. Four winds cry until it comes. It's the summer, man, clutching towards Bethlehem. Our hearts just can't contain all of that empty space. Like a company jet, like a newly orphaned refugee retracing my steps all the way to Casadega to commune with the dead. They said you'd better look alive. And now soft to old Dakota, where a genocide sleeps in the Black Hills, the Badlands, the calloused east. I buried my ballast, I made my peace. Her four winds level in the pines.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford. Got a quick PSA for you. Donations drive is happening now. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select arts, sciences, and engineering. And then other, and put WMFO, or you can just write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click on the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for keeping it freeform. I'll tell you that again. Just go on to WMFO.org. There's a big banner right in the middle, Donations Drive, and click on that. And you can also see, too, that if you donate, there is some cool swag that you get in return. T-shirts, hoodies, mugs. I don't know if they're doing this. They had a promotion last year where, like, if you donate, like, $100, you get to have dinner with everybody. Which is like a lot of fun, you know? That's like a fun thing. Especially like post-pandemic to be like, you know what? Yeah, we're all going to hang out. If you donate to the station, we're all going to hang out. So anyway, if you donate to the station and you in some way let me know, then we'll hang out. We'll have dinner. That's my promise to you. So there you have it. WMFO.org. Click on the donations drive. Because we are not arts, sciences, or engineering. We are other. We are freeform. Anyway. Those two songs, Your Mind Is Not Your Friend, featuring Phoebe Bridgers, by The Nationals. First two pages of Frankenstein, a fantastic album that seems everybody's in on. Everybody. Taylor Swift, in on it. The indie rock community, in on it. I think it's one of those albums that just like caught everybody at like a heck of a time. So, big time. Also, first two pages of Frankenstein. You know, Frankenstein, for the first two pages are definitely Frankenstein. They're not Frankenstein's monster quite yet. And then follow that up with Four Winds by Casadega, a song that, like, you hear that song when you're in, like, a senior in high school, and it changes your life. And then you kind of come back to it a few times throughout your life, and you're just like, this song is stupid, this song is awesome. I once sent this song to, I took a class on the Hebrew Bible, or the Old Testament, as some would call it, with the Torah and the Tanakh. Well, not the Torah. The Torah's in there. The Tanakh, Tanora, Law, and Prophets. So there you have it. Anyway, I sent that to my professor, and he was like, "This is a good song." So there you have it. It's a good reflection. A good this is the deal. You know, I'm gonna show it to you. That's one of those songs. I'm gonna show it to you. Anyway, I was toasted this weekend. We had a grad banquet. I am graduating from my school down the street this month. And somebody was commenting, yeah, you know, you're very smart. Somebody said you're very smart. And I countered with, a lot of people think that, you know, you just get smarter and it just, there are no consequences. You just keep going up. I believe that you eventually hit this sort of apex and you start coming back down again, where what you know then becomes more of a hindrance than sort of an accelerant to the life you're living. And I just want to have that be a a nice little sort of encouragement and warning that it's like, you know, just knowing stuff isn't the whole deal there. You got to know yourself. And I think that's a big part of it, too, is that I've known a lot and I've learned a lot. But I think the biggest reflection point I have from this is that I've opened up parts of my brain and my life that I just did not have awareness of. And now I do. And it's great. But it also is terrifying because it's like, oh, what am I going to do with this? Am I just going to like push this away in the pursuit of like fame, comma, money, comma, acceptance? Or are these like things I'm going to legitimately try to like work on, you know? And that's really the question, and that's what you struggle with. But that is formation. That's the important thing there. So anyway, I got a couple more, and thanks for listening.
Got your own little story to tell. Some girls they ask to put
have them on your knees. Slow down, it's hard enough to get along. Slow down, we'll never ever get along. That ain't what you had in mind. No, that ain't what you had in mind. You don't know what you're doing. To get to you, I'll go down on my knees. Last night I swear it wouldn't be the same. Last night I swear it never was the same. Two is for a while, but then one has got to leave. That's it. I ain't lying and I won't ask you please. I'll tell you what I have in mind. Let go. It's so hard to tell me in. Better run as fast as you can. When your eyes are getting low, tomorrow's safe, you're lost and found. I'll tell you what I have in mind.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, 91.5 WMFO. Thank you so much for listening to this show. That's going to be it for me. I got to skedaddle down Boston Ave to get a haircut. Hang in there if you're taking finals, and hang in there even more if you're not. I will see you next week and into the summer. See you out there.
Ah.